As you cannot have failed to notice, we are getting set up, pretty much well set up for the for our Oktoberfest this weekend. And please pray for good weather for the Oktoberfest, and also a day before and day after for the setup and tear down. Also, we do have work parties this week if you want to help out over there to get everything set up. I just returned from a cruise, as many of you know, and reflecting on that, reflecting on air travel. And I swear that when we got, we flew from Cleveland to Dulles Airport in New York, and Dulles to Montreal. And I swear we walked farther from the airport, in the airport, to get through customs than from New York to, from DC to Montreal. But anyhow, there is, air travel is a wonderful thing. You can have breakfast in Los Angeles, lunch in Chicago, dinner in New York City, and your bags in Des Moines. It's a reality of things. And many of, I'm sure, have struggled with luggage and so forth. But the point is that sometimes we carry too much. I know I packed too much for the cruise, even though I said I was going to pack light. But the point is, sometimes there we can't carry too much. Sometimes, as the Lord says, even an eye or a hand may be too much. Today's gospel doesn't seem to make sense. Jesus sends out the 12 on mission, but he tells them, don't bring anything with you. It's like going on a two-week vacation and not packing and anything. But there's a reason for it. The apostles are still new at this. And if they're successful, they're liable to think that because of their being prepared by their own efforts, they may be successful. Today, of course, missionaries do prepare before they go out, learning the language and cultures and so forth. But Jesus wanted the apostles to really trust him to see that the biggest part of their proclamation was their relationship with Jesus, sharing their love of Jesus and his love for them. Missionaries today aren't set out until it's obvious to those who send them that they have that relationship with Jesus. When the 12 did go out, they proclaimed the gospel, they preached repentance, and they were successful because of their relationship with Jesus. So what's all this all mean to us? Well, first of all, our vocation is the same vocation given to the apostles, to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim repentance. And in the first reading, we see Amos was not a professional prophet. He was called as a prophet. It wasn't his job, but God called him to it. And he did what the Lord called him to. We are called to the same thing. We are called to get rid of the excess baggage that keeps us from proclaiming the gospel effectively. It's about listening to Jesus so that when we talk about him, we're talking about him and our relationship with him. Letting go of the baggage means letting go of our own selves and our own pride. For instance, there'll be some times when we talk to others and we may challenge them and they'll say, who are you to tell me? And letting go of our pride means that we don't strike back, but continue to bless them. Letting go of the baggage means letting go of our preconceived notions about what other people need, and not allowing the Lord to tell us. That's why I tell people in the confessional all the time, pray for those around you, especially those you have difficulties with, and ask God to give them what God knows they need, not what you think they need. And I saw this on Facebook a couple weeks ago. It's hard to listen to God when we've always decided what God wants to say. Getting rid of the baggage means being aware of what God has given us. God gives us his love and his grace. And he wants us to be willing to give up even good things for the sake of something better in God's plan. It means asking for the grace of repentance in the sacrament of penance, letting go of those favorite sins that we don't want to get rid of, that keep us from really allowing Jesus to fill us. As Paul says, in him we have been chosen, and we have been given precious gifts to share with others, so that doing God's will might be for all of us all the baggage that we need.